Look at verse 5. This is the scripture that they're quoting. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. Right? 520 years before Christ, this guy, Zechariah, says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's what he said that long ago. Isaiah said something similar in chapter 62 of Isaiah. He says, the Lord has sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. This is the day that Jesus comes and brings with him reward. This is the stuff. And look at verse 6 as you're looking at Matthew chapter 21. The disciples went and did just as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid on them their garments on which he sat. So I'm just going to point out our common day practice is to roll out the red carpet, right? Don't let the starlet's beautiful shoes touch the concrete. Roll out the red carpet at the Oscars. Roll out the red carpet. If you go down to the, I forget the name of the hotel in Bridge of Allen, that's before you get out of the town, off on the right-hand side. But it's funny, they got these little brass clips on every step because they roll out the red carpet and they put it underneath the clip so people don't trip on it because we'll sue them now, you know? So this is the thing. These people, they put their clothes on the beast. Most of the multitude spread their garments on the road. I don't have a carpet. I'll just put my stuff down here. I don't have stuff. I'm going to rip leaves off trees. Can you imagine? The guy with the palm tree is like, what are you doing? Right? There it is. There it is. There it is. Cutting branches from trees, spreading them on the road. Jesus is coming into town. And the multitudes going before him and those that followed after him crying out, saying, what were they saying? Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Psalm 118. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means save, we pray. That's what it means. Save, we pray. Who saves? The Messiah. Your king is coming, and he brings with him reward as he comes. Look, your Savior is coming. Behold, your king is coming, endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey. God, save us! Save us! Salvation is coming. Desperate people with no coats to lay on the ground, ripping down tree branches, saying, save us, save us. King, son of David, right? Which means descendant from David, the king. Saul was the first king. He was rubbish. He got fired. David was the king, unified a kingdom. His very next son, Solomon, broke it. David's the only good king. Anybody who's going to be king is a descendant of David. Jesus, we know from the scripture, is a descendant of David through his mom, Mary, and through his adopted father, Joseph. So he has a right to the throne through the father who adopted him, and he is a Jewish descendant of the throne through his mother. And these people are saying, Son of David, save us, save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The word blessed, this is wonderful, is the same word that we have for eulogize. You ever go to a funeral? And they say, ah, Jimmy, let me tell you about Jimmy boy. He was something, you know? And you're like, please tell us something good about the person. Do you ever laugh at a funeral because of the story you heard about someone and it was true? And you go, hi, Jimmy was like that, right? These people say, eulogize, give it up for Jesus, the Son of David, the King, who brings salvation. He is the one. Blessed be the name of the Son. You know, that's what's going on here. In the name of Jesus on a donkey is King, and it's the Savior arriving to Jerusalem. You got to own it. It's so easy to read a news story from a long time ago and go, yeah, it's Palm Sunday again. It's Palm Sunday. I've been here these many years. It comes every year, Palm Sunday, then Easter. Right. Got it. Family's coming over. Gonna have a roast. Got it. But Jesus is coming to town to die. And nobody knows it.